All right. Let's talk about how to have radical change in your life, in your relationships, in the way that you operate, but how to do that radical change extremely quickly, like in one day. You know the answer. You shouldn't listen to the rest of this if you think that there's anything in life that you can accomplish in one day. Of course, small, minuscule tasks, but if you're running a marathon, which life is basically running a marathon, right? It's a bunch of sprints that lead up to a big overall race of your life, of the betterment of your life and your goals and your fulfillment and your growth as a person, which literally takes years and decades to change how you are, who you are, the way your mental faculties function, right? To build the myelin around your brain functions so you can basically become 1,000 times of a different person, a better version of yourself, and constantly be becoming the best version of yourself, right? When we think about it, when I was a kid, the way I thought was extremely different than how I think now. Before I had my kid, the way I thought was extremely different than how I think now. And I think for a lot of people, I was just reading some statistics that 43% of Americans can't come up with $10,000 to cover expenses in an emergency, right? Or like they don't even have $10,000 for their retirement, okay? So if you think about that, I mean, I immigrated to the country when I was a little kid. My family was on welfare and food stamps and, you know, not only bad financially, but bad as far as guidance, right? You look at some of these families and let's say if your family owns real estate, it would be customary for everybody in the future generations to buy real estate, right? Like this family doesn't rent. It's not something that needs to be said. It's just something that kind of is, right? That's your upbringing, okay? Well, if that's not your upbringing, or if you didn't learn how to be a certain way in life, then guess what that's going to do? Make it difficult. Because for you, all that means is you have to figure out how to move your family, generational, personal wealth, status, how to move it forward, how to figure out what it's going to take for you to succeed, right? Number one thing that I really think I learned and I truly believe in is whatever the hell your circle is, you can be obligated to your circle or you can be obligated to your future, right? And unfortunately or fortunately in some cases, everyone cannot go with you to the new you and the new life that you're creating. So at the very basic level, there's going to be some very difficult things you're going to have to do, like letting go of your friends or letting go of your friends and family in some cases, in order for you to go ahead and move forward in life, financially, spiritually, emotionally, all these things. But if you're not willing to let go of certain people at the very basic level, it's going to be very hard for you. You know, I used to have a friend, and when, you know, when I was a kid, I used to get in trouble a lot, get arrested, sell a little bit of drugs, get into a little bit of a fight, couple fights, just like off the rocker. And if you meet me now, you know, you probably wouldn't think that I lived this crazy life leading up to this point, right? But one time, at some point, my son was born. I was a young man. And then some of my friends and I were still getting into trouble all the time, doing crazy things that don't make sense, which we all do crazy things that don't make sense. We date people that don't make sense. We do, I don't know, drugs that don't make sense. We feel sad and you know, constantly feeling bad about ourselves. That doesn't make sense. We go into these crazy states of depression. That doesn't make sense. We go into these crazy states of like looking down on ourselves. that doesn't make sense, but it happens. So what can you do about it? I think at the very basic level, you got to change your circle. If you have to be like an eagle and flying alone, then hey, that's what you have to do. If you told me today, like, hey, you know, you got over a million net worth, you got a business, you don't work for anyone, you kind of work for yourself, you have properties that you own, you have, you know, you have things that you could teach your son that would be of benefit to anyone living their life, you kind of contribute more than you ever have. If you came and asked me that right now, and like, do you want to go back and see what the other road would have looked like? You know, my answer is no. So the best life that I believe that you can live for yourself is go for it. Progress equals happiness. And if you want to be happy, you have to learn how to move forward and keep getting better. And if that means you have to let some people go in order for you to be happier, then that is absolutely what you must do. Why? There are some people that haven't moved ahead. I know plenty of them. They haven't moved ahead and they kind of stay in the same circles. They might be happy living that life. But if that's not you, like it wasn't for me, I just couldn't. I just couldn't be wake up tomorrow doing the same shit as today. Unless I'm sitting on the beach and relaxing and my finances are taken care of and I did my part to move my, you know, like my generation forward, family and otherwise. Unless I did that, like I'm not sitting around on the beach, and I'm definitely not sitting around in a housing complex with a bunch of people that are just doing the same things. And then when their kids are born, those kids are doing the same things. And when their kids are born, those kids are doing the same things. If you want to jump classes, meaning like I went from one type of circle, one type of environment to another type of circle to another type of environment. If you want to jump classes, you have to start really taking the time to work on yourself. I mean, if you go and if you wake up, drink the same coffee, do the same thing, watch the same movie, go to bed at the same time, no extra time on working on yourself, no extra time on working out on your mind, no extra time on reading more information or being around different circles or going to seminars or learning something that a little piece by a little piece stacked on top of one another could absolutely change your life in the next 5 to 10 years. If you're not doing that, what is the point? What is the point? And I've never had the bug of just sitting on my ass. And if you don't, then you have to start considering the change of your circle. You know, I had a friend, and when I started changing my life, my friends, they would say, like, you know, one of my friends would come out of jail and be like, hey, man, we got to go take care of business. We got to go do this bad thing. And the first thing I thought in my head was like, man, I am never going to see this person again. Not because whatever they were going to do was going to work out or not, but because that life, that type of living leads to a certain way of being, right? Like if you're committing crimes all the time, you might not get caught, but you're living a life of always, whoa. All right. I'm taking exit 111. So if you're just like the type of person, if you're around the type of person that like they commit crimes all the time, they're doing bad things all the time, nothing bad might happen to them. However, if you're around them, something bad will happen, as we all know, sooner or later it does. Something bad's going to happen or not, right? But you're always living a life where you're looking over your shoulder. You think somebody's messing with you. Somebody's doing this. Somebody's doing that. And you're never quite living a fulfilled, happy life of just peace and joy and progress. And if you want to live a life of peace and joy and progress, you truly, truly have to learn how to remove yourself from certain circles. So what I realized was like, hey, when the kid started talking to me about doing a crime, and I'm in the beginning stages of changing my life, guess what I decided not to do? I decided not to see them ever again. Did it hurt? Yeah, we were friends. Of course it hurts. Of course it hurts to change your circle. Of course it hurts to let go of the most negative person you know. Of course. Why wouldn't it? You're not a monster. But let's be honest. If you want to progress forward, sometimes that's just what needs to be done. It's just clear as that. Like, you want to be a crybaby? Hang around with a bunch of crybabies. You want to be a criminal? Hang around with a bunch of criminals. You want to be a winner, right? Hang around with a bunch of winners. And even if you're the losiest winner in your circle, you're more of a winner than people in other circles. And I think that's the thing that you really have to understand. So if you want to make your life as progress, you have to surround yourself with different situations and different people. Learn different information. But life isn't just going to give you that. You honestly have to put in the time, the effort. That's why, you know, I got this kind of look and this kind of personality that people look at me and they go, well, if this idiot can do it, somebody literally said this to me the other day, if you can do it, I can do it. And, I think, like, that's true 100%. But what people don't always realize is it's not just falling on my lap. I'm putting in crazy amounts of work. Crazy amounts of work. So no, you cannot do it just because I look like I can do it. Here's how you can do it. Put in the fucking work that it takes to change yourself, improve your life, improve your future, improve your relationships. But just because I'm doing it, that doesn't mean you're gonna do it. I mean, I make it look easy sometimes, but it ain't easy, right? I'm obviously putting in the work, and I want you to do the same. Because if you do that, it's much more rewarding. I have relationships now with people that I love that are great, much better than me. Some are a little worse than me, but they're all good people. Not one of them, or not as far as I know, is out to harm anyone. And I used to be in relationships with people that were, like, out to harm everyone. And then they thought, because they're out to harm everyone, that everyone is out to harm them. Man, environment is so powerful. If you're the most positive person in the most negative environment, guess what you're going to end up being? A negative person. If you're the most negative person in a positive environment, guess what you're going to end up being? Either more positive or you're not going to be in that environment, right? Because more positive situations just kind of have this weird way of weeding out the negative situations. If you have grass, right, and you have crazy, you know, you got nice grass and then you got crazy wheat growing, right? Crazy weeds growing everywhere. Guess what you're going to do? You're going to rip them out. And if they grow back, you're going to rip them out again until all the grass is nice. And if you want to live a life of the nice grass life, you really have to consider some of these things. The thing for me was, I didn't have an uncle or an aunt or a family member that was telling me this, but the best way to change is just realize we live in an age of information. That means anything you can learn. I look at all these teachers and gurus. I obviously do my due diligence, make sure they have a good track record, right? Make sure they actually have done some of the things that they teach. But man, I just take all these YouTube videos and podcasts, and anyone that's making more money than you, has better relationships than you, has a better life than you, they're basically teaching you. So you can treat those podcasts or videos like those are your aunts and your uncles, and they're teaching you, and take some of that advice and see where you end up, right? Read some books, see where you end up. Grow a little, see where you end up, right? And little by little, you're living this almost magical life. Not like it's perfect, but man, your bills will be paid, you'll have great relationships, you'll have some good financial success, meaning you can probably go into retirement in a pretty healthy way and leave something for the next generation to build on, right? Or squander, whatever. That, you know, neither here nor there. We'll talk about that another day, generational wealth and stuff. But overall, you can literally improve yourself so much that you actually enjoy living your life. You will be happier in your own skin. You'll have more strength, more confidence, more stamina to just live life, you know? And I think you really have to, you have to consider changing your circle. You have to consider changing your circle. You have to consider learning from the texts and the scribes and the videos of what other people are out there teaching every single day. If you cannot change, or you cannot grow financially, physically, emotionally, spiritually, you know, it's just because you're not trying. It's not because the information is not out there, right? So, yeah, if I could do it, you could do it. 100%. But make no mistake about it. Nobody at the top of the mountain just fell there from the sky. Most of the time, they had to climb there, right? So, if you're looking to improve yourself and become better, you might have to climb. You want to go to the top? You want to go to the top of the mountain? Then guess what? You have to climb there. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes you don't have the right equipment to get to the top. And guess what? You just got to keep going. So I hope this helps and just gives you some perspectives that you can actually completely change yourself as a person. If I went back and showed you pictures of my life, you'd be like, who the hell is that guy? Who is this guy? Who is this guy? Because I literally changed so much, you know? It's almost like you can change any time. You can change any time and become a next better version of yourself. But you have to want it. You have to want it. You have to go for it. And you have to sacrifice your time to do it. I hope this helps. I hope this helps you live a much better, more fulfilled life. And if you have any questions, leave a comment, share it. I think it'll help. And thanks. See you later.